Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So the second installment of the Orange Revolution in Ukraine is continuing unabated. It's a battle for the soul of the nation. The sound in Kiev there, protesters smashing a statue of the Bolshevik leader Vladimir Lenin, a symbol of the Soviet dominance of Ukraine during the Cold War. The latest protest was the largest yet in almost 3 weeks, calling for the ouster of President Viktor Yanukovych's government and his policies of embracing Russia. David Herzenhorn, reporter for our partner, The New York Times, joins us from the site of the protests in Kiev. David, welcome back.
Good to be with you, John.
So this is a fight for the soul of the nation. Are things escalating? And is this just students only, or is it students and workers? What's the coalition of protesters like?
No, this is an absolutely broad coalition of folks representing the entire spectrum of Ukrainian society at this point, from Kiev, the capital, from the west, very close to the Polish border, from the south, from the east, which is predominantly seen as close to Russia. It's really quite a broad coalition of Ukrainians. And as you said, they're fighting for something. It's quite different from the Orange Revolution in 2004, which was about a disputed election, responding to fraudulent election results where there was an easy answer, a revote that took place, they got a different result that was regarded as fair, and the country moved on. At this point, what we're seeing is thwarted aspirations for a better quality of life that many saw as coming from this agreement with Europe, and Russia interfering with that, pressuring Yanukovych to ditch those accords. What we saw last night on Sunday was not only the biggest crowds, just a tremendous outpouring of hundreds of thousands of people, but the authorities really seemed to lose control of the capital, swarms of people all across the city, not just the toppling of the statue, but in fact, spontaneous demonstrations popping up all over the place, demonstrators planting tents at strategic intersections, blocking off streets close to the presidential administration, really seizing control of a large swath of the city.
Is it the case that Ukrainians look west and see prosperity and look east and see only repression?
They look east and they see a history that they know all too well and that they're not too excited about. They look west and they're not all that confident. They're actually quite apprehensive. They don't think the path to Europe is necessarily an easy one for Ukraine. They know their country is in deep financial trouble. They worry that, in fact, Europe may have much more to gain from closer relations with Ukraine than Ukraine has, at least in the short term. But at the same time, they're looking toward progress. A lot of these folks, as you mentioned, are young students who grew up in a post-communist society, who have a very different plan for their lives than what was experienced by their parents and grandparents. And for them, the road to Europe, even if it's tough, even if it's difficult, is the way toward a better future.
Under a minute now, Yanukovych, he's a wily politician. He's been through this before. Are his tactics likely to work?
Well, we've seen him come back from the 2004 Orange Revolution, which was focused on him. He had won that race fraudulently, only to make a comeback in 2010. Now, as his country is protesting, he takes off to China, stops in Russia to meet Vladimir Putin. He's brazen, we can say that for sure. Now, today, he's agreed to roundtable talks pushed by his three predecessors, three former presidents of Ukraine, and we'll see what comes out of that. But as he said, he's a survivor.
David Herzenhorn on the latest from Kiev, the uprising in Ukraine. David, thanks so much.
Sure thing.
David Herzenhorn is a reporter for our partner, The New York Times.